News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on, December the 23rd. Oh, my gosh. It's a day before Christmas Eve, and I'm here with Bad Bob. Bad Bob, how much of your Christmas shopping do you have left?
Tell the truth.
Oh, come on. You're not completely done.
All done.
Completely?
Yeah.
Did you, you don't have anything kind of walk through a little store or something like that to pick up for your loved one?
Picking up
a little bobble, a little something?
Nope.
All nothing?
Done.
Nothing.
Done.
I'm not. I have to say this. I'm proud. I'm a man. I am proud that I am not finished shopping yet. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what's the weather look like today, tomorrow? Is Santa going to get a good ride tomorrow night?
Today is sunny, a high near 63, 30% chance of rain tonight. And then Wednesday we'll see rain. But Christmas Day, mostly sunny and a high near 52. Right now in Reading, we do have 55 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, and they give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793. Oh, wait a minute. Go back to your weather. Just don't throw it aside. Just don't throw it aside there. What is it on Christmas Eve? What is tomorrow night's weather?
Wednesday
night. That's when Santa is making the run.
40% chance of rain before 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 41. North wind around 8 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts less than a tenth of an inch.
So what does that mean? It
means it's going to rain Wednesday night.
Not a lot, though.
No.
He has radar.
I think NORAD takes care of it.
NORAD. That's right. NORAD tracks him all the way across the skies. Okay. Hey, did you see Denver last night?
No.
Buffalo Bills. They've got this quarterback. I'm not even sure what his name is. Andy Dalton or something like that. They beat him. And it was a pouring rain. And Denver had the chance with 2 minutes left to go on down the field and score. And Peyton throws an interception. He threw like two interceptions last night. And he just didn't look great. They were still, Buffalo had to come back in, though, however. And I think it was, and they had to come back and score a field goal, which they did, and then they beat them. So now they're in the playoffs for the fourth straight year. It's the only, any one-year quarterback or rookie quarterback. He's been in the league four seasons. He's got him to the playoffs four times. The only other people that have done that have been, like, the big names. And you're looking at something. Has this got something to do with more weather?
Yeah. National Weather Service says today's high in Reading will be 63. However, Weather Underground, which I'm not sure where they're getting their data, says today's high would be about 70 or 71. So it'll be interesting. Could actually be a fairly balmy day.
Yesterday was a great day. We were down at Blood Source yesterday, and I can't say enough about those people. You walk into the place. Even at 6:30 in the morning, there's people lined up at 6:30 in the morning, Bob, to give blood. Have you ever given blood?
Oh, yes. I'm proud of you. I had my five-gallon pin, and then
was that at one time?
Yeah, that was back in the 80s, but I had some stuff come up, and I haven't been checked to see if I can give blood again.
Now that's an interesting point, because when we came down there, first of all, there's people working there. I mean, they're there at 6:30 in the morning, and people are knocking on the door to get in to give blood or platelets or plasma. right then at 6:30 because I'm coming in here to set up for the remote. And then the and the place is just immaculate, extremely clean. They keep it warm in there because people are giving blood. And then they have this great little juice and cookie and coffee bar that you can get, you know, get a little sustenance afterwards. Because what they say is after you give blood, eat and drink a lot. Because mm-hmm. you're replacing
right.
the
your body has to work a little harder.
Yeah, and that you can have it's based on how big you are is how much blood you have, which I guess makes sense when you think about it. So there's not just like 12 pints for or 20 pints for you and me and some kid that's like, you know, like 12 and they weigh, you know, 80 pounds. That'd be a lot of blood in their body. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then how much you can lose before you go into death. But Molly, who works for us, had a blood transfusion when she gave birth to her second baby. There was a problem there, and she had a number of units of blood that saved her life. So Molly gave blood yesterday.
Mm.
Linda and I both went in there to give blood, and they have this very extensive test. They ask you questions where you've been. Well, because of places we have been in our past that had mad cow disease, and we lived there during that time. And for me, I lived there for a year at a time. And Linda would go in there and would add up the months. Is we could not give blood.
Isn't that
interesting? Had nothing to do with like all the malaria pills I've taken or all the anthrax shots or anything like that. It was because we lived in stayed in Germany or Italy or Bosnia. All these places that when they looked at them, they said, "Oh, no, I'm sorry." And I found that interesting.
Hmm.
You know, that's because here we are.
I think they're erring on the side of caution.
Well, I would think so. But, you know, how would you like to? Their blood is taken everywhere. I mean, it's used everywhere around here in this area. And they've been around since 1948.
Yes.
And as a nonprofit organization, but they need 700 units of blood a month out of I think they use it at Mercy or something.
I will relate one thing about the blood center is that the day after, you know, on September 12th, 2001, I went down there because Reading residents were lining up to donate blood.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And there was a 16-year-old girl, an absolute – I'll never forget this. A 16-year-old girl was just bawling her eyes out because she was not able to give blood.
Really?
Yeah, and the look on her face and just the anguish. And she was told she could help in other ways, you know, volunteer. The country still had no idea what the heck was going on. But just – she was absolutely sorrowful that she couldn't help in that way, and that was very important to her. But that's something I'll never forget about. And the blood source had just opened up their new facility not long before that.
Well, I tell you, in fact, I can understand how she feels because when we'd have Marines coming in that were wounded in Fallujah, people would run down there. But, you know, if you were like, depending on, of course, what was going on, but if you were like 15th or 16th in the line, they took the first 10 always. And then a lot of times they never got down to 15 or 16. Anyway, blood source. They're looking for blood for the holidays. And you talk about a perfect gift. And Molly was on the air yesterday while she was giving blood. Did you get that, Bob?
Yeah, I saw her proudly displaying her bandage.
And she should proudly display the spot where, you know, where they put it. But she's on the air talking to us. Oh, it doesn't hurt or anything like this. And they were pumping the blood out right then, a pint or whatever they take.
Yeah.
And this year their goal is to have 800 donors between the center and the mobile drives. And they have, I think, over 700 right now, and they're still pushing. They need to get 800 by the end of the year. And do you know where they get – you know where this is where I'm surprised. Retired people come in. You know, people have more time, and they just give blood a lot, especially the platelets. You can get platelets every week or something. But the other thing is when they go over to the schools with the mobile facilities over at the schools, Shasta High School came over, and they had 75, 80 kids lined up to give blood over at Shasta High School. Is that great? I'm thinking that's indicative of people who really do care about what's happening in their community. Hey, this portion of the show, before we take a quick break, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, it's a little bit late for Christmas, but for New Year's, you can still do it. Can't you still do it, Bob? See, it's 10 days. So today's the 23rd.
Getting awfully close.
It's no, you can't. You know, yeah, it is. It's close. Oh, no, you could do it. If you go down today to Bastiani Arms, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, race down there this morning, get your, and get your, buy your new pistol or long gun all there at Bastiani Arms. Great sales going on from 6 hours long guns there. Located at 2539 Larkspur there. Give them a call, 222-8222. Ammo, you know, what about something like a set of optics, a scope for your loved one's rifle, an aiming point? How about some reloading gear? All of this down at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights! Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Come, they told me, ba-ba-ba-ba. A newborn king to see, ba-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Butt. Linda is in the mode, is in take care of the house mode today, which is good.
Ain't that a great rendition?
Oh, it is. That's great. Who is that?
That is my new favorite band, Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's 7:21 in the morning, 51 degrees out there today. It may get up to, as we're hearing underground weather, saying up to 70. So it's going to be a nice day. And then it's going to start tapering off tomorrow again. We're going to start getting the rain. And it sometime here, and I just looked at the 7-day forecast, it's going to get down to 39 degrees early next week. 39 degrees.
Well, we need some cool temperatures to start building up that snowpack.
Well, that's true.
We got water on the ground. We need
Mount
snow.
Shasta Ski Park opened up. That's what I heard this weekend. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, you know something else that's good? It's Owens Pharmacy. Owens Pharmacy has this great new program called MedSync. What's MedSync? For people who have a number of prescriptions or even two prescriptions that one runs out before the other and you have to always make these phone calls and, hey, I need to get this. And you have to go down a couple times. Now it's been raining and so you're late. And I mean, it's just a pain. They have with MedSync, what they can do is they can adjust your pill count so that all your prescriptions can be filled on the same day. That's right. If you've got two prescriptions or eight prescriptions, that puts into multiple trips to the pharmacy, multiple phone calls, different days you have to go. It saves you time, gas, and hassle. And they can put it on a 30, 60, or 90-day cycle according to what kind of insurance you have. Not only that, pharmacies and local pharmacists and your pharmacist who knows you is that last line of defense against perhaps a misread prescription or something that's written down that's not quite right. They can take a look at it when they're filling it and go, wait a minute, I know that these two don't exactly work together, or I wonder if they know about this one. That's your last line of defense. And this is Owens Pharmacy. Live people you're dealing with. They are not the big chain stores. And frankly, we've moved over to Owens Pharmacy because here's the other thing is, it's horrible weather. You need your prescription. What happens? Well, they deliver it at no cost. That's right, Owens Pharmacy. You can't beat this anywhere. They have six locations right here in Reading, and they're open at most locations Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. What can I say? You know, it's a great deal. You know, when we heard about it, plus the fact the pharmacist goes, you know, no, it's like Cheers. You know, it's kind of like going into the Cypress Square barbershop. They know who you are. Let's go to the phones here. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm peachy, Mary Lou. How about you?
Doing super. Well, I was until I realized. A reminder for everybody to fill up your gasoline tanks because come around the 15th of January, it's going to go up 26 cents a gallon tax.
Do we know for sure that cap and trade is going to be 26?
I don't know, so maybe somebody can check into it.
Well, you know, they're saying anywhere from 15 to, I heard up to 75 cents a gallon.
Yeah, I did too. But
I'm hoping that, you know, I mean, and I'm hoping, but here's what they're doing to us. They're on top of an economy that's, you know, at the very best sputtering along, unless you're in the stock market or working on Wall Street, especially up here in the North State, they're getting ready to hammer us with the gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the gas prices have gone down. Oh, well, they've gone down for right now. Now we're going to get hammered with the gas tax, and they're going to go back up again.
They're going to go right back to where they were before.
Oh, if not worse. Yeah, that's a good point, though, Mary Lou, is the gas tax is coming. There's a lot of things coming January 1st that we just got to stand by and see just how bad it is.
If I wasn't the age I am, I think I'd move out of California. Well, now, where do you go?
Well, let me think. You could go to Idaho. I know a lot of people moving to Idaho.
We've been to Idaho, lived there for a while. While Jim was at nuclear power school.
You know, how was Idaho?
It was nice. The people, well, now this goes way back, though. Hate to say how many years. But it was great, and the people were super. And there was lots to do for the family.
Yeah. There's always Texas, too, but, yeah. You know.
Well, you and Linda have a great, great Christmas.
You and Jim, too. Thanks, okay. Mary Lou, for calling.
Bye.
Bye. That was, you know, that was our Commander Gibson, Mary Lou. You know, that's cool. Yeah, you know what? The gas tax is coming up. Now, you think...
Saving us from ourselves.
Saving us from ourselves. Let's talk a little bit about gun safety. So this was just put on my desk here.
Holy smoke.
A recently released anti-gun public service announcement in San Francisco based... It's an ad produced by San Francisco-based Sleeper 13 Productions. Seemingly encourages children to steal their parents' firearms and turn them over to teachers and schools. In the ad, a young boy can be seen sneaking into his mother's bedroom and taking a handgun out of the dresser. He then puts the gun in his backpack, and the scene changes to a school. Once in a school, the student waits until after class while melodramatic music plays. After the other students leave, the boy brings the gun up to his teacher, points it at her, and slams it on her desk and says, "Can you take this away? I don't feel safe with a gun in my house." Oh, wow. Now, what happens when a child does this and accidentally kills himself or an innocent bystander? Will Sleeper 13 Productions and Regina Sinchik be brought up on charges as an accessory? All of these things, came up. Now, this one didn't get half the attention as the Chico billboard. By the way, thanks a lot, Lori. Lori, going a good friend of ours, just brought in stuff to eat. Hey, Lori, how are you? Merry Christmas. It's one of the perks of being in the radio is that people bring you things. People bring us cookies and, Bonnie Sharp brought us that bun cake, that I'm still preserving. Other people are bringing, people just bring in nice stuff. McLeod's came in and brought in 2 pounds of buffalo hamburger.
Mm.
That they had. That's cool. I'm trying to figure out how to work them all in.
Throughout my radio career, on several occasions when I've had to work on either Thanksgiving or Christmas, listeners would bring in a whole meal. It was great.
That is. Because people, as much as we appreciate the people out there, I think in some ways they appreciate us too, in some ways. I think in many ways. But as much as we appreciate them. Anyway, this gun safety PSA, can you believe this? I guess it's on YouTube. You can take a look, gun safety PSA, where the kid steals the gun, takes it in, and points it at his teacher and then slams it on the desk, says, "Can you take this away? I don't feel safe." Now, you didn't hear as much about this. Somebody had to come in and bring this one to me, as opposed to the Chico billboard that's got a picture of Santa Claus on it and says, Santa Claus is this, this company produces ARs for Santa Claus, Now, if that's not a funny, you can look that one up. If you don't think that's a funny billboard, and when they have that up, you should, the people are going berserk over that one because you're equating Santa Claus with an AR. They said, somebody said, probably could have had a picture of Santa Claus, the AR, and a reindeer, behind him, ready to, hung up for,
well, you have to remember.
Hung up for processing. Now I'm thinking, oh, gosh. Is that too much? Really?
I think that might be crossing a line as well.
I'm thinking that one is. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that when I saw that, because Santa Claus and an AR. There's nothing wrong with that. Santa, I'm sure when he hunts or he shoots, he's got one. But I'm just thinking is that, people are saying, look at what children. Well, you know what? Explain to children. Children should know about guns.
To me, the squeeze of the trigger means you have absolute, and I hope you, and I know you agree with this, the squeeze of a trigger means all other options have failed. All other possibilities of ending the situation.
Well, unless a deer may not think so, or a squeak may not think so. You're thinking of self-defense. I'm thinking of things like hunting. How many times for Christmas, when I was like 10 years old, for Christmas, I got a 22 bolt action rifle. Hmm. I think it was a Sears. 22 bolt action rifle I kept for years.
So I stand correct. And if I were to go deer hunting, I would certainly do it with a bolt action or something. Yeah. But if somebody – we have the right to own this thing as long as we do not abuse it.
It's just like anything. It's like, take a hammer. And if you start hitting people with a hammer, that's wrong. And that becomes a dangerous weapon. It's just like that inert object that sits in my safe. Or one day – do you know what one day I did is I took out my M1 Garand, one of the most
rifle that one.
Well, it is. It's probably in the hands of a good rifleman. It was the most dangerous weapon in World War II, and it conquered Germany. It conquered Japan. That rifle did. But I set it up in a chair, and you know what, Bob?
Didn't go after anybody.
It didn't load itself. It didn't do anything. In fact, I'm trying to see if I can get it to fix me a cup of coffee. It won't do that either. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for two adults and up to four children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
The beautiful savior and beats of me. Walking in a winter wonderland.
No snow is Redding, but I love the sun.
Is the bluebird.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Even though there is no snow, we can pretend. And you never can tell. I understand snow's going to get down to 3,500 feet. So I guess if you're Shingletown. Well, Shingletown, you may begin. So I'm Carl on the Bot. Good morning. 7:34 in the morning. Welcome back. It's Tuesday, December the 23rd, which means two more shopping days for us guys. Okay, one more if you're really good. Now, if you haven't gone through a couple of these places, you know, Dandelion, Carousel, I mean, if you haven't wandered through those, and of course, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll get to them in a second. But here's a great idea for a present for your loved one. Right now, concealed carry is... It's your right under, and Sheriff Tom Basinko stands by your right to do that, and there's places you can have it taught. But Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy and his people specialize in teaching CCW. Every one of his instructors are NRA instructors, NRA trained instructors. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course. They have the basic course, of course. They have women's only courses. They have the advanced pistol course, or CCW2. They also have rifle classes, hunting classes, hunter safety classes, all of this under Northern Firearms Instruction. So go and give Ted a call at 999-1822. Or check out readingccw.com. What a great Christmas present. And that's where I'm getting at. What a great Christmas present for your significant other, male or female. This is a great class. Everybody goes through it, has. You can read all the, reviews of it. He has a link to a place for people, and he encourages people to write reviews of all kinds. He says we need to learn, but you can read what kind of reviews this class gets. All in this, from Northern Firearms Instructions, readingccw.com. Okay, let's go to the phones. Merry Christmas to Terry.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm peachy.
Hey, it was the Cincinnati Bengals, not Buffalo.
Oh, was it Cincinnati?
That's okay.
Okay, I knew it was something like that.
You're right about Andy Dalton, though. He's made the playoffs every year.
4 years in a row.
4 years in a row.
That
buddy.
Probably explains that. Because I'm thinking, I'm picturing the uniform. I'm thinking that can't. You know, that sounds a little strange, Buffalo. But okay, I don't follow.
Well,
I don't.
It's close. A Bengals close to a Buffalo. It's close.
Well, it starts with a B.
They both have four legs.
Well, they both, and it starts with a B. Come on, what do you want? It could have been. I could have said bat, and that would have really been wrong. You know, you know what? You get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, come in here and try to be perky, Terry. Come on.
Well, what was your sleep number last night, buddy?
45. It's my sleep number setting. It's sleep number setting. It's
I find
not
that
just
to be
sleep number.
It
is. Yeah, my sleep number setting is 45. Okay, you know, and you'll hear that 4 days a week.
Hey, Mary Lou was correct on what you're talking about as far as the price per gallon. But the whole thing is many, many of these laws, as you know, are reflective of the people, in the North State. It really has nothing to do with my daughter and son-in-law who live in Alameda. They take BART everywhere. They don't have to really worry about gasoline that much. Their biggest problem is trying to find parking. But, you know, that's the thing. So many of these different laws, in fact, I would submit to you that probably 90% of them are, reflected upon and inflicted upon the people of the North State of Jefferson, if you will. And just for your information, there's 145 bills now sitting waiting for the California legislative body to go back into session. They already have 145 bills in front of them.
Wow.
So, I mean, this just doesn't get any better. And, you know, the unfunded liabilities is ridiculous. I'm sure you read the editorial this morning.
You know what? I was going to get to that in a couple minutes. That we're talking about salaries of Kurt Starman, who is the city manager, and Rick Duvernay, who is the retiring city attorney. And I found it interesting that Duvernay is like 61st out of 1,000 in the state, and Starman's 91. Now, the thing about it is that neither Starman nor Duvernay are the ones that set their pay. It's the city council. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. But he actually, Duvernay has been moved up to number 55, not 61 anymore.
Okay.
And the thing is,
it's been a slow year. You know, the other thing,
right,
too,
buddy,
is
you got up at 5 o'clock.
You know, well, I thought it said 61 in the paper. In fact, I think if I look at it, it'll say 61.
It said 55 this morning. They changed their tune. So
okay.
Who knows? Between 61 and 55.
But
the point being is that, I mean, come on, you know, the one thing I want my question answered, and that is why do we have a city manager, a deputy city manager, and an assistant city manager, and they're cracking down close to $1 million a year?
Well, why
just in an area where we have the average income of a family of four of $38,000 a year. This is unbelievable. Francie Sullivan, who came out in defense of this, saying we need to pay them this. And you know, this whole notion in city council, I mean, we have people like, well, you know, Ron Largent, who is, you know, saying he's a conservative, yet he not only backed, Francie Sullivan and Christian Schrader and Brent Weaver, but not only doing that, but he actually had them on a show and gave them kudos, and they were going to just make things right for the city of Reading. Well, so far they have. They've certainly united everyone.
Well, I know, and you talked about that the other day. My question is this, though, is when Duvernay says things like, hey, I was part of the I'm the most battle-tested attorney in the state. I'm like, okay, you know, that could be a little hyperbole. But then he said there was 60 or 51 or something like that lawyers down in San Diego doing the same thing that three lawyers do up here. I can't believe that that's totally true. It seems to me is that with a city of like a million people, that they'd be, you know, have a somewhat larger load than three, you know, than three lawyers up in Reading of 90,000.
Well, you know,
but he gets paid. I mean, he gets paid more.
You're a million percent right. I don't even know where. I mean, how does he know that? And I
know.
He doesn't know that is what it amounts to. And I think that there's a lot of situations when that's sort of interesting is that we're looking at. You know, we're looking at $350 million down the road. I mean, I don't know when the people of Reading are going to wake up. I think they're starting to. But,
well, you're starting to see.
I submit to you, you know, are we Bell California? No. I mean, this is unbelievable, the amount of money that's being spent on these folks. Also, you know, if Mr. Starman stays in, say till 2020 or 2018, he's going to be able to add another $50,000 a year to his retirement. I mean, how does all that work? And who started this whole thing?
Well, that's a good question. Didn't this thing get started like 10 years ago?
Yes.
Well, that's what I thought. And see, here's what I go to on this is to, you know, the ones you hold responsible for this are the ones that say we want to pay him this much. And it's, you know, if you're going in and you're negotiating for a salary, you say, hey, I think I'm worth this much. When they say not only do they agree with you, but then add 10% onto that, then, you know, then it's not the person in the job. It's the person who's paying him and who's got the purse strings there. Now, they've got people in Sacramento who don't make as much money. The city manager in Sacramento doesn't make as much money as Kurt does, according to the article there. And it's not in the base pay. You know, it's not in their pay that goes into their pocket every month. It's their all the perks and the health and all the other things that pushes him up over the city manager of Sacramento. Somewhere in there, and, you know, finally, you know what, one thing is, this Record Searchlight is finally, after years, starting to get into this now. And, you know what, and Starman and Gary Katz sat right here in this studio and talked about these unfunded liabilities, how we are in deep trouble about this a year ago, and yet nothing seems to be done.
Well, the thing is that you've got to get cooperation to do it, and you have people on the council that aren't willing to do that. I know that Brent Weaver and Kristen Schrader basically made the comment they really didn't know much about it. Well, okay, I guess that's fair, but I mean, when you're going to run for an office, for example, when Gary Cadd ran, I'm only using this because it's a good example of what you should do, he went to city council meetings for 4 years. Okay, I mean, you can't go to 20 or 30 city council meetings and say, okay, I'm going to be a council member. Then you walk in there, you really don't know what you're doing. And the problem is that there's so much money being spent on all these elections. I mean, when you have big donors, do they expect something from you? Do they? And what is it they expect? Or what is it that benefits, campaigns for a $650 part-time job to spend $100,000 plus? You kind of wonder about what's going and who's beholden to who. And I mean, we've got to be adults here and not children. I mean, if somebody is pumping money into whatever it is you're doing, they want something. They want a favor. I mean, it's just a real world. I'm sorry to say that, but it just really is. And it's
It'll
sort of
be
a bad
here's
thing.
Here's what I think, Terry, is that you've got Schrader and Weaver, they're brand new. They've already made their stand saying, hey, look, this is what we want. We want to have dignity and decorum in the city council, okay? But they've already tweaked the noses of the electorate with their vote on the public comment. Now,
yes.
Here's their chance. Home sales are down. And one thing I think most everybody can agree on is construction is a big player here in Northern California, especially in Reading, because the logging's gone away, the mining's gone away, all these other things have gone away. So what are they going to do about permits? What are they going to do about fees? And what are they going to do about unfunded liabilities? They have got to get them under control. So you know what? I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. The thing that scares me a little bit, or not scares me, but I have concern about, is that Brent Weaver wanted to immediately jump into the crime question, which is good. We need that. That's what he promised he was going to do. He wanted to have a plan thought out. And Francie told him to put it off till February. Now, I'm a little concerned about that because I haven't heard anything about it since then. Does that mean that Brent is just, okay, I'm not going to do it until February? That's the first thing I'm going to do. But is he still working on that? Is that something that he's going to achieve as a strategic plan on how to handle crime and homeless in the illegal transients in this area? I'm waiting for that one, too. I mean, there's a whole list. There's a whole litany of things they've got to work on. I just want to see them get off the mark.
Well, obviously, that hasn't been at the forefront at all. It's really quiet. I mean, a lot of the things that people talked about during their campaign is really quiet right now. I haven't seen anything, or maybe you should have him on the program and interview him and ask him and say, hey, you know, this is what was going on. What do you actually think about Francie telling you to put this off when you campaign on this issue? And I would submit to you that was the main campaign issue that he had. I'm sure that's what a lot of people
believe. It was for everybody.
That he would, you know, he would help change things. And the other thing is what does Rob think about it? What does Rob Pelletti think about this? I mean, obviously, he's working his butt off trying to get things done. So
Rob's got a plan. So, hey, look, we got to run. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, pal. Merry Christmas, Bad Bob.
We'll see y'all. Talk to you later.
No, thank you.
All right. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Hey, I want to remind everybody in January down at Haven Humane, it's Happy Neuter Year. That's right. This year, do the healthy thing for your pet. You know, they're so cool down there. Get your male dog or cat fixed for only $20 all through the month of January. Start that year off good for you and make him wander around the house for a couple of days wondering what happened. That's right. Only $20. Haven Humane. Get your male dog or cat neutered. Give them a call at 241-1658. Hop on their website. We'll be right back.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
Walking in the winter wonderland. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting the house ready. I'm not sure for what. she's working madly with her buddy, Karen Boseman, Karen of Chameleon Costumes. These two have just been, you know, I just walked through. I don't even say anything anymore. Except what do I need to lift? What do I need to move? And it's like they are whirling dervishes. I go through and there's more stuff. Then I go through here and it's more stuff. And I'm not talking presents. It's just more stuff. I'm not even sure what it is. And Karen always has this thing. Karen is the queen of shopping. And she goes everywhere. And she goes into she goes into any type of store. Then she ends up over at the big Goodwill store. She finds things in there that are just unbelievable. A Cartier. Is that right? Did I pronounce it? Cartier.
Cartier, yeah.
A Cartier shawl. Or a big kind of like a big shawl, you know, kind of like a Cartier. And the girl said, it's $10. Well, Karen sits there and looks up on her iPhone. Ooh, that's a $300 shawl. And she says, $10? And she says, oh, today it's half off. It's $5. And picks up a Cartier shawl. This thing is in perfect condition for $5. Can you believe that? Anyway, so when you have friends like that, you just have to kind of like just buy another storage unit.
A place for your stuff. In the words of George Carlin.
Yeah, you need more glassware. Oh, look, here's more glassware. You know, I said, honey, I mean, how many glasses do we need? There's only two of us. Wow. That is not the right answer for that one, buddy. But the right answer is go to Four Winds Jewelry. Go down to Leonard, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Okay, guys, you're looking for that last minute bobble. You're looking for that last minute way to save yourself because maybe this year has not been the best. Maybe you forgot a couple of things. Maybe you just said those wrong words that one time when all of a sudden you realized that she was listening when you were mumbling during the game when she was standing there in front of you talking about something else that's really – you're trying to look around her and then you muttered something and then she heard it. Oh, go down and see Leonard. Leonard, I said the wrong things. And Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop, right across from Sierra Gibbs, will have the answer for you, even if it means opening up the giant safe and getting into it. But anything you could possibly imagine in jewelry and first class, highly, highly, highly wanted jewelry, estate jewelry. Women love this. Baubles, diamonds, straight from the old country. All of this he's got there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call. 222-2750. He has this great sale going on. 15% to 20% off. It's not only the Christmas sale, but it's also anniversary sale. Go down and see Leonard right today and become a hero in your house. Okay, Bad Bob. Let's talk. We talked a little bit about home sales. Oh, tomorrow, Kurt Largent's going to join us. And we're going to talk.
I thought that was today.
No, not. We had to switch things around, okay, for everybody. Kurt is going to be coming on tomorrow, Christmas Eve.
Who's in at 8 o'clock today? Terry wanted to know.
Sam Carina, who is Dr. Carina, who is going to talk about health care and chiropractic.
Terry, I'm sorry. I was operating on old data.
Old data. I'm sorry. I did not change that right at the beginning as soon as we came in. But we're going to talk about home sales and a lot of other things. So I'd love having Kurt on toward the end of the year, kind of catch up on it. You want to talk about something here for the next 8 minutes then? I have something for you. It's called – oh, I have two things. I was reading something and it talks about, you know, things that the airline, airline attendants or the, you know, the people, the flight attendants think is bad behavior. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, what a bunch of spoiled people. Yeah, a couple of these things are interesting. It says like, you know, but they complain about things. Oh, the people don't know how to open up the door even though it says so. Well, guess what? Sometimes people are nervous. It's their first flight. The door, you know, to the bathrooms, push. It's either push or pull. I think it's push. Anyway, so, you know, and so they say, those people, they just can't figure that out. Well, you know what? That's your job. And if they go by and they're having a problem, just do it. I do understand where they say is, look, you're sitting down. My hips are like eye level with you. If you need something, don't poke me in the butt and say, miss. You know, I can understand that one. Don't pull on my dress. Don't poke me in the butt. Don't grab me. Don't put your hand on me. Just say, miss, flight attendant, something, whatever. but don't touch them. Okay, I can understand that one. But then they have other ones, you know, talking about how, oh, people will use that flight attendant call button for things that aren't important, like picking up their gum or their trash. You know, when we walk through that, we walk through the aisles, you know, at various times to do this. Well, guess that's your job. Yeah. Excuse me. How many times have I sat back there and watched flight attendants sit around and talk with each other, goof around, laugh, all this, when they could be walking back and forth with the trash thing to see if anybody has trash? Because once they put you in, especially on late flights, once they, you know, tuck you in, that's it. You know, they ask, oh, where are we? You know what? What's wrong with saying you have an idea where we are? You know, you can be polite about it, but you don't have to be sarcastic. You don't have to just say Denver every time, even though if you're flying to if you're flying to Hawaii. Do you know where we are? Well, yeah, you're over Denver right now. Oh, okay, thanks. Or Mount Dillygaff. I mean, come on. This is, I just found it. I thought they were going to say things like, you know, like the, you know, people are doing, and they are. They're talking about some things. Women changing babies on the pull down tray. Is that?
Oh,
yeah, I know. I mean, they could just go to the bathroom and change it. Just, you know, because they have the pull down tray. They
okay,
have
the, that I gotta that I gotta one, go.
Okay,
with
now
the
I am
on
I'm okay. No, no, that one and the being, you know, and having your butt, you know, touched all the time by strangers saying, hey, miss or sir. That, you know, that could get old. And then the diaper thing could get old. And then people that put their feet on the other people's, you know, like put their feet up on the top of other people's chairs with their feet hanging out. I mean, I don't like that. I mean, where did it say you could do that?
Remember the in-flight kerfluffle because people were buying these wedges that they would stuff into the seat of the person in front of them so that seat couldn't recline? Oh, there was that big fight about that.
Oh, yeah, and there was a fight. I think there was a fist fight over it, you know, on the thing is, well, wait a minute, what gives you the right to do that, to pull that down? And they said, well, what gives you the right to, you know, to take all of my room right here? How about this one? Breastfeeding. What do you think about that one?
I think if there's a blanket covering the situation, why get yourself in a twist over it? It's how babies feed. Why is there such a kerfluffle over that? If it's not out there and visible, if there's a discreet blanket, a mom should be able to feed her baby. I got no problem with that.
I think that that's a, you know, one thing that bothers me is this, all the luggage people bring on the plane. You know, I bring on one little bag on the overhead.
And people are trying to stuff suitcases
people
in there.
People bring stuff in there. And then, okay, after you do what you're supposed to do, you get in when you're supposed to get in when you're told, like a cow. You know, you walk down the aisle. You put your stuff up there like you're supposed to. You're doing what they're saying. And so you sit down, and then some jerk comes in, and he's got 846 cubic feet of bag. And then he takes your stuff. And he starts pushing it around, and he stuffs his stuff on your stuff. I mean, wait a minute, okay. He puts his bag all over yours, and he crushes your stuff while he puts his bag in. I got up one time and said, what the hell are you doing? And this guy goes, what? I said, hey, that's my, you know, this is Christmas time. I've got presents in that thing, and you're acting like it's something you want to just throw out the side
of the
plane.
The trash mash.
Well, I mean, right then, you know, at that point, I was, you know, probably my post-traumatic stress was starting to step up.
Did you give him the marine eye?
I just gave him the look. And I said, just leave my stuff alone. And now here comes the tenant. Okay, is everything okay? Is everything okay? No. Anyway. Okay, I was probably a little touchy over that one. I didn't even get a chance to get into Obama.
You did the shark on him.
I did the shark on him. You know, that's, you know what? What's really bad is that I just, you know, I didn't even get into the Obama legacy. I've only got a minute left there. But you know what? I promise you tomorrow, Kurt Largent and I will get into the Obama legacy.
Let Kurt.
Or maybe even later today. We'll see what happens today. Carl and the Bot. Hey, I hope everybody's getting ready for Christmas. And I've given you some great ideas for where to go. To get some Christmas presents down, you know, the Northern Firearms Instruction, Bastiani Arms. Hey, Four Winds Jewelry. What can I say? All of these places, great places to get those last minute, those, you know, tchotchkes. You know, I mean, girls like that. And tobacco and brew. We'll get tobacco and brew, but those coffees, how about coffee cards? How about gift cards so that you can get coffee all year? From tobacco and brew, plus all those little Bob, did you like that? Did you like those coffees?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
See, you can buy all those little coffees, you can stick into people's stockings. And
most flavored coffees come off like a high school lab experiment. This is pretty good stuff.
This is good stuff from Tobacco and Brew. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Sam Carino. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Key North Korean websites are back online after an hours-long shutdown that comes amid heightened tensions with the U.S. over Pyongyang's alleged hacking on Sony Entertainment. A CrowdStrike Services President Sean Henry, who once investigated cyber terrorism for the FBI, says right now it's just not clear who was behind the attack.
There's some thought that it might be the U.S. government, but there have also been some consideration that it could have been China coordinating with North Korea or teaching North Korea a lesson, or even perhaps that North Korea decided to disconnect from the Internet in a defensive posture.
Internet access to North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency and the Rodang Sinmun newspaper were working normally earlier today after a several hours delay. As the families of two slain New York City police officers prepare to bury their loved ones, Mayor Bill de Blasio is asking protesters to hold off on demonstrating against police until the funerals are over. Meanwhile, New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told CBS's This Morning he can understand some of the officers' current frustrations.
We're in a very difficult place at the moment in that regard, in the sense of officers' feelings about the demonstrations, about the anti-police mood that seems to have been sweeping the country of late. And it's not easy being a cop in America today.
In fact, despite the mayor's request, the Reverend Al Sharpton and other protest leaders say they will not suspend their demonstrations against police. Keurig is recalling some 7 million single-serve coffee brewing machines because of reported burns. Patty Davis with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The problem with these is that the water can overheat during brewing, spray out, and burn consumers. In fact, there were 90 reports of burn-related injuries.
A history-making day on Wall Street. For the first time ever, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has risen above the 18,000 mark. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Oh. Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin, don't suffer the cofequences. Use as directed.
U.S. safety officials have ended their nearly three-year investigation into fuel leaks on Mercedes-Benz E-Class cars. We get the details from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it found tiny cracks at the top of fuel tanks that can cause the fuel to leak. The problem, which affects more than 280,000 Mercedes-Benz E-Class cars, causes a gasoline odor inside the vehicle. But officials say it poses no risk to the drivers. Safety officials say they closed their investigation after Mercedes offered to extend its warranty on fuel tank components to include the 2003 to 2009 model year E-Class vehicles. The warranty would extend for 15 years and unlimited mileage. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
A survey finds U.S. consumers are more optimistic about the economy than at any other time in the past 8 years, buoyed by more jobs and falling gasoline prices, also said to be playing a role. This is SRN News. Looks like Uncle Sam will help Western New York with a helping hand as the region struggles to recover from those devastating snowstorms they saw last month.
President Obama has declared a major disaster in 9 counties. It means that Washington will chip in to help state, local, and tribal governments pay to clean up and rebuild after the massive storm buried the region under more than 7 feet of snow. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the storm cost more than $46 million. That's well above the government's $27.3 million threshold for federal emergency aid.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Don't expect a lot of snow on the ground as you travel to your Christmas destinations this week. A little rain, maybe.
For those traveling Christmas Eve, there is a potential for some snow for parts of the interior northwest as a Pacific cold front pushes southeast across the region.
Bruce Sullivan at the National Weather Service says most of the weather will be in the form of rain. More details at SRN.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is December the 23rd, 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Bad Bob, and Bad Bob's going to give the weather. Let's put a little panache into it this time. Just don't read it.
Wait, let me Google panache real quick.
Okay, here. A little panache here. Just put a little into it. A little, you know, like you pick your music. You pick such beautiful music. Now, come on, tell us what it's going to be like on Christmas Eve. You know, today, Christmas Eve, ooh. Christmas Day.
Can I talk now?
We wish you a merry weather forecast. We wish you a merry weather
forecast. Can I talk now?
Okay, now.
Okay. Sunny and a high near 63. It'll be a chance of rain tonight. Rain on Wednesday and into Christmas Eve. But for your Christmas Day, we will have sunny skies. Today, it could get up all the way near 70. Once the clouds move back in, highs will be in the 50s with lows in the 40s. Right now in Reading, 53 degrees. Report by Shasta Gas Propane.
We're our customers, our warm friends. Locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Merry Christmas all the way out for them, too. Gosh, you know what? This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there for Espresso Joe's for that coffee. Now, this is what we were talking about. Here's some more presents, guys. Guys, women appreciate these little tchotchkes. You can go in there and find all these neat little things. Zippo lighters with their name on them. I mean, you can have that happen. But the coffee from Espresso Joe's, like a coffee card or a gift card from there, you can buy all those exotic coffees that taste really super during the you know, holidays, like Kerdufel and all these others that Linda loves. Then walk next door and get that perfect present from the best walk-in humidor in the state. Right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, do a lot of stuff for our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Hey, I'm here with a first-time guest.
Yes.
Good morning, Dr. Sam Carino.
Good morning.
How are you? And you are a chiropractor here in
correct.
Town. And you've got, but you believe in a whole lot of different things here. And we're happy to have you on today.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, I believe in not only a single approach to health, but more like an all-inclusive approach where we consider nutrition, exercise, chiropractic, possibly referrals out to the medical community,
mm-hmm.
but more so just trying to help people get their life back together and get so that they can do what they want to do into their 80s, 90s.
So you think it could be, you know, you think it's a type of thing, kind of a symbiotic relationship between chiropractors and regular or and other medical professionals, I should say.
It should be more symbiotic than it is.
Uh-huh.
But I have several patients that get to me after 4 or 5 years of low back pain. They only got to me because they sought it out themselves rather than being referred by the medical community most of the time.
Well, the when you get things like that, when you have somebody that's had 4 years of pain like that, what do you usually have to do?
Well, by then, usually at my office, they already have x-rays, maybe an MRI. So it's just merely evaluating the part of the patient that the medical community has not evaluated. And that, most importantly, is known as a subluxation, which is a minor misalignment of the vertebra, which causes a mechanical change as well as potentially neurologic changes in the spine.
Wow. So, you know, I have to ask this question. What's that sound you hear?
When you hear a popping sound?
When you hear a popping sound, what is that?
It's just a releasing of gas from the joint because there's a fluid lubricating the joint, kind of like my tongue against cheek.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Because sometimes
I should have recorded that.
Did we? Well, you know, I hope you just did. I hope we're being recorded right now, buddy.
I meant special.
Oh, special recording. Okay, just mark
I'll
it.
I'll do it again.
Hey, I tell you what, mark it down here, 8, 10, and 12, all right? And then you can just go back and you can get it. There you go. So that's just from gas like being released from when you open a joint up?
Yes.
Like that? Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, because a lot of times when you stretch, you'll hear these little popping sounds like that when you take off an
80, same thing.
85-pound pack and let it hit the ground. Okay, you've got the athletes – athletes use chiropractors a lot.
More and more. These top dollar athletes are using any tool possible to increase their game and to recover their injuries faster. So they're finding that in order to give them that millisecond more reaction time, the much more strength at a given point in time, and as I said, prevention of the injury even is helped by chiropractic care on a regular basis.
Okay. You've got something that you work on, and I've never heard of it before. DRX 9000?
DRX 9000, yes.
What is that?
The DRX 9000 is a non-surgical spinal decompression device that I make it explain to you as so controlled and so safe that the patients – are not having to go through an all-or-none type of traction. So traction over the years has been notorious. Anybody that's had back pain, even hospitalized for back pain, would have been put into traction. So traction is good, but traction is not as good as the DRX 9000 in that it creates much more negative pressure in the disc, creating a better situation to regenerate and heal the disc on a safe level. So there's a servo on the unit where it can sense the patient's resistance, and it will gradually increase the traction load, stabilize the load, back off the load a little bit, and then do that again over 20 to 30 minutes of time. And that's been shown to have the highest incidence of recapturing a herniated disc, an extruded disc, and even at times a prolapsed disc.
What happens if you know, over time that the tissue between your discs start kind of eroding, right?
Yeah. And they lose water.
Yeah. I mean, so you start getting shorter or your discs start kind of getting closer and they start
– True.
Well, they start rubbing together or something like this, right?
But
it causes pain.
It does cause pain, but even well before the bones rub together.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's not – they haven't started rubbing together yet, but it's starting to – you know. So does this type of traction or stretching help that?
It does, actually. Because it creates that negative pressure in the disc, it draws water out of the bone or fluids out of the bone, which is where there's blood supply, because there's no blood supply in the disc. So as it draws water out of the bone with the negative pressure between the two vertebra, that puts the hydraulicness back in the disc, because normally a disc on a healthy disc is 80% water. So by time it's starting to desiccate, lose water, dehydrate, and become closer and closer to each other, that's when pain is occurring. 1 to 3 millimeter change is enough to start causing pain. So with that 1 to 3 millimeter loss of the hydraulic system that the disc makes up between the two vertebrae is pain producing. The DRX reverses that process by drawing water back into the disc space, bringing it hopefully to a normal level of spacing. so that you don't get those sensitive tissues irritated.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Dr. Sam Carino, a chiropractor here in town. And where's your office at?
I'm on Hartnell between the between the Joanne Fabrics Round Table Pizza and Scott Valley Bank.
Oh, okay. I know where you are, right there on the corner.
Pretty much.
In that shopping center right there.
Right across the street from the unfortunate Raley's that closed down in Hartnell.
Yeah, that's another whole show. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Merry Christmas.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. It is 8:20 in the morning, the 23rd of December.
605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel Sun Gold. Flow. She says the new DRX machine is based on the old medieval rack. You wouldn't agree with that, though, right, Doc?
Well, you know, the medieval rack worked at a time, but not exactly the same thing.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get down in the 30s next week. Yes, I know. You hate to hear it, but there it is. It's going to be down in the 30s. And if it's in the 40s or the 50s, it's still cold. Have you called Alliance Heating and Air to make sure those filters are cleaned out, that you're actually getting the heat into the places of the house where it belongs? Well, Martin and his people are the ones that will be able to tell you, once if there's something going on wrong, that thermostat's not operating right, give Martin a call at 221-2642. I know that he is extremely busy because they are so good. But if it's an emergency, hey, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day of service. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. What a great group of guys and girls. Our guest, Dr. Sam Carino, chiropractor here in town. We were talking to DRX 9000. That's why we talked about the rack. Now it kind of stretches you and all this. On the break, we were talking about the gravity boots, which is the inversion therapy, and then there's the regular traction,
right?
Which is called traction, I guess, or is that what? Is there a name for that?
There's various forms of traction, but yes, that's basically termed traction.
Okay, and then this new machine you have, the DRX9. I didn't realize that the gravity boots, is that what they call them? Is that when it hangs you upside down?
Yes,
that can be dangerous.
Yeah,
besides the fact if you can't get it back. To the right position, you're laying there. If you're by yourself, and you know your wife comes home, and it's been 12 hours, you're laying there.
A little kid in Christmas story. I can't get off.
That is a big fear of mine as well.
Does your tongue stick to it? You said there's some comparisons though.
Yeah, well, in terms of like inversion is where you hang upside down. There's a lot of blood flow to the brain. Some people have to face the table versus a face away from the table before they invert or hang upside down. Those cause different problems with the human being. So even though it's a good device, there's a high risk of stroke. If you have high blood pressure or circulation problems, it's an issue. Any heart conditions. I recently had a patient that it broke his foot. Yeah, so the biggest thing is the risk of stroke and being stuck upside down. So it's not just for everybody.
No, I guess not. How do all of them work, though? Do all of them – I mean, for some people, everything works. But the one that you're using, the DRX 9000, seems to be working, obviously.
Yeah, well, the DRX 9000 has – it's ran by a computer system and a servo, which is a hydraulic device that, when controlled by a computer, does a very precise treatment program.
This thing's not connected to the internet, is it?
No, it is not.
It's not taking readings, and some guy from the NSA is sitting there looking at it.
You're not going to have a hacker grab control of this thing.
Do you remember that one in James Bond when that guy came in and he changed the traction on that guy, on James Bond, and he tried to pull him apart? I don't guess you saw that movie. Okay.
No, but Obamacare, maybe.
Oh, wait a minute now. You're just starting to bring up one of my favorite things.
One size fits all.
Hey, let me change this up for a second. Are you seeing seeing more patients since Obamacare came in?
You know, the problem with our area, it seems, is people expect their insurance to take care of their health care needs. And the problem with that is our insurance system in the United States is not designed to prevent injury. It's not designed to fix you. It's only designed to Band-Aid you. Which is why we have pain pills, you know, the various types of pills and so on. And so a lot of people are getting addicted to drugs in Shasta County and use other things and alternatives just to continue the achieved benefit that's not real.
So what they're temporary. Doing, they're masking things.
They're masking things. And so when the insurance companies don't pay for something like that, they don't seek that type of care. Even patients with peripheral neuropathy from diabetes, you know, a lot of things are not covered by insurance.
I don't know what that is.
Well, when someone has diabetes, the nerve ends up having a problem and it doesn't function correctly. And you can refire the nerve with a proper protocol.
Okay.
But it's not covered by Medicare or for many insurances.
I've just heard from people in alternative health, you know, practice alternatives than regular going to see the doctor and get your pill. They're seeing more because their insurance isn't even covering stuff there. And so that they're going to alternative methods to try and solve problems.
Well, that's why I'm here, is to make sure people know that there are alternatives to drugs and surgery that I provide. And that's where I provide an all-inclusive treatment program. So in doing so, we can help recapture herniated disc, degenerative dehydrated disc, reduce pain from facet joint irritation. Sciatic pain can be eliminated. Pain in the upper extremity from the neck disc problem, and so on and so forth. And parts of it are not covered by your insurance companies. And the biggest frustration I have is when a patient comes in, could get a benefit from this, but it's not covered by insurance, so they go elect to have surgery. And now back surgeries are up into the $500,000 a year procedures.
Wow. Never go, you know, I'm just me, but, I, you know, never go to a hospital unless that is absolutely the last resort. And
it's supposed to be the last resort.
And I've had doctors and nurses tell me that. No. You don't want to go there unless it's absolutely, I mean, come on. When they had to operate on my shoulder when I was in the Marine Corps, I just kept putting it off. I said, okay, when am I going to have it? And the doctor said, it was probably one of those smartest things anybody's ever said to me, or the most telling things. He said, you'll know when it's time. He wasn't going to tell me. He said, you're going to know. And he was right. I held out another 6 months until I couldn't raise my arm up long enough to salute. I mean, I could salute, but if there was a national anthem playing, I would just watch my elbow just start dropping because of the problems there, and they did it. But,
well, and that functional loss is
– And like, I probably, if I'd gone to somebody earlier, I wouldn't have had that problem. They wouldn't have been cut off.
Exactly. So that's where I help out with them, keeping your function there.
Okay. Now, you work with the Colt 45s.
I do. I actually was a player for the Colt 45s.
You were?
I was on the original team.
I'll be darned.
So we evolved into the Colt 45s and became Western State champions in the Wood Bat League. And then the second year, I was into my mid-40s and kind of the system evolved into more of a collegiate level program. And I was the old man on the team. So already being the team player and the team doctor, because I was there, then it just evolved to where I had to hang up my spikes and my catcher's mitt and become more of
your
the doctor.
Catcher, huh?
Yes.
You know, you look like a catcher. I mean, you kind of, I mean, like you're built like that. I mean, powerful. I mean,
yeah.
Of course, you can't see what the doc looks like, but that's, you look like a catcher.
All my life, first time I walked out to the Little League field, they pointed me to behind the plate, and that's where I stuck.
Is it hard? I mean, it must be horribly hard on your knees.
You know, it is hard on the knees, but I've been gifted, I guess, in that regard, because I don't have the terrible knees that a collegiate-level catcher would have. So,
oh, wow.
Because I played all the way through college and
so if you're 45. If you're an athlete, see a chiropractor. If you're if you work out, see a chiropractor.
Yes,
it'll help keep you in shape. It'll take time. You know, it can save you from surgery and all.
Prevention.
It's prevention, and this is the type of thing that I like. Is the idea is that it can be that symbiotic relationship that you have with with mainstream physicians.
Well, and think about it. If you know that Joe Montana was an advocate for chiropractic, Jerry Rice is still an advocate for chiropractic. Aaron Rodgers, his father is a chiropractor, and he's, you know, out of Chico. He
had a good game this week. Last week you wouldn't want to talk about it, but this week he was
probably
okay.
needed an adjustment.
That's right. That's right. Bob, you need an adjustment. I need an adjustment. Everybody needs an adjustment. You know what? And it's true. I think that everybody needs to see their chiropractor. And where are you located at?
I'm on Hartnell, across the street from the old Raley's.
I just wanted to get that out again.
And the old Joanne Fabrics shopping center between the Roundtable Pizza and Scott Valley Bank.
And what's your phone number there?
It's 243-2300. And visit our website at shastaspine.com. So shastaspine.com.
Shastaspine.com.
Correct.
Dr. Sam Carino.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks
Happy
for coming
holidays
by.
Too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thanks a lot for coming by. It's nice to know you, you know, former athlete, so you know how this works.
Been in the trenches.
Yeah. Okay. I got two more minutes left here. So how did you get into this? How did you get into chiropractic? I always ask that question.
Well, honestly,
I should have asked it up earlier, but how did you get into it?
Well, when I was under 11 years old, we had horses. And so I was riding my horse and I pulled back on the reins and the horse reared up. And instead of going back onto its 4 feet, as I go, well, lay means speak, it flipped over to the back and rolled over the top of me.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't walk anymore. My parents took me to a chiropractor.
Did you say you couldn't walk anymore? I mean, like you were paralyzed? Or you just, it was just hard for you to walk? I mean, you were busted up.
Honestly, I hurt so damn bad I couldn't walk.
Okay.
And no, I don't recall numb legs and you know,
but it just
dead
hurt.
Meat
it just
type
hurt.
Of legs.
Yeah.
No.
It just hurt.
I just couldn't get
right.
there. And so they took me to the chiropractor after several visits. I got to walking and got back into my life, playing, you know, being an athlete at that time.
So that's what did it for you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and you then, said, well.
Well, even later on in life, I was dislocated my shoulder playing ball, and a chiropractor helped fix that.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I was getting headaches and sought out a chiropractor. And at that time, he was the one that finally said, why are you becoming a physical therapist when you can give the orders instead of have to take them? And you can do your physical therapy type of stuff with physiotherapy in your office. I said, sold. That's where I'm going.
You know, then all of a sudden the light comes on, right?
Yeah.
It happens like that. It happens like that.
I was going to specialize in sports medicine because I am in the trenches. I played football, baseball, soccer, some basketball. Wasn't very talented at basketball, but, you know.
We need people like you to get underneath the basket, right?
I could jump.
You could get underneath the basket and push people out of the way. There you go.
Clear me a zone.
Hey, Dr. Sam Carino here. His office is across from the old Raley Shopping Center there, next to Joanne Fabrics in that area there. What's that pizza place?
Round Table Pizza. And we're called Shasta Spine Specialists.
Shasta Spine Specialists. Phone number one more time.
243-2300.
Hey, Merry Christmas,
Doc. Merry Christmas to you and all of Shasta County. Thank you, guys.
Super. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence. And all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
people think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindepot, 8:35 on December the 23rd. Feliz Navidad. You might as well start learning that one, baby. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's wrong with that?
Feliz Navidad.
Words fail.
¿Cómo está, amigo? Hey, muy bien. ¿Dónde es baño? Oh, hey, dos cervezas, por favor. I'm just practicing.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everybody's going to have a good week. I hope everybody's Christmas is going to be great. This portion of the show is brought to you by my friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim and Logan, the man in black. You need to get a haircut before Christmas? There's where you go to, the Cheers of Barbershops. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway, right off Athens Avenue right there. And discounts for seniors and veterans, and which is kind of cool because it's the best haircut you're going to get anywhere. So why not at Cypress Square Barbershop? Great guys down there. Okay, let's talk about the Obama legacy. I'm sorry. I was reading this article about things that he's accomplished, and I can't help. I can't help thinking that there are things that, you know what, any way you look at it, you've got to look at Barack Hussein Obama as changing the fabric of this country. Bad Bob. Would you say
I would say that. Yeah,
he has
right about a sea change.
It is a sea change. You're right. It's not minor change. These aren't tweaks. This man came in and said, this is a great country, and now I'm going to change it. And you know what? He did. And whether you like it or not, is it for the good of the country? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Not everything he did. But did he change this country?
He did have his influence. If he wanted to leave a legacy, he has certainly left a legacy, whether that is
a good legacy or bad. And now, see, here's the thing is, Obamacare, that's there. And as one of the Obamacare supporters says, hey, it's hardwired in. Every day it gets hardwired in a little bit more. And so after two more years, Obamacare is here. Now, you get a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate, or House of Representatives and a Republican Senate. What can they do to change that? Well, they can change. They can tweak it. They can do things. But this thing is here. The Supreme Court said, yeah, it's here. Now, they are getting ready to meet on, I think they're looking at a part of the bill about taxation, another part of it, and seeing whether it's going to be legitimate or not. The other sea change he has done, I mean, you think about it, and here's a sea change, is Cuba. He has opened up diplomatic relations with Cuba. Now, he's going to have a tough time getting an ambassador through the House of Representatives through the Senate because they're not going to do it or get money appropriated for it unless some other things happen. He wants to, and whether you like it or not, he changed 50 years of policy just like this. Wait a minute. Listen.
Stroke of a pen.
Just like that.
He has a pen and a phone, remember.
He picked up a phone and he changed it. We are now having diplomatic relations with Cuba. No matter how you like it, it's happening. Okay, here's another one he did. You know what he does is he doesn't go through Congress because they're not going to let him do it. Even the Senate, even a democratically controlled Senate's not going to let him do some of these things. He goes through his EPA.
Well, I'm going to change the emission levels, that I'm going to put coal-fired plants out of business. And that's essentially what he's done. He said, if you remember back in his early days, he said, you want to have coal? That's fine, but you're going to pay for it. And so what he's done is he's taken the major coal industry and he's put them under attack. I mean, how many thousands of jobs, how many millions of dollars are worth, you know, I mean, are in this industry? And so, but you know who uses coal?
Besides the Chinese?
The Chinese. Let's just go to the Chinese. He signs this, some kind of emissions treaty with the Chinese, and it says, okay, you don't have to do anything until 2030. Meanwhile, we're going to cut ours back, which means is that we put our coal-fired plants out of business.
And or crush it costs families so much. In Appalachia.
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, he doesn't really care because, really, he doesn't care. But where do you think that coal's going?
We're selling it to
China. Yes. So let's hope, you know, so China is buying coal here. So maybe they'll stay in business because they can dig the coal. It just makes our energy cost much more higher. And it makes China's lower.
So they can build more cheap stuff.
So they can build more stuff and sell it to us. There you go. You know, we've got a.
It's so easy to see here.
What is going on here? And then we get into things like, okay, here's another one. Sea change. He decided that 4 million illegals needed protection. And so he just automatically did it. Now illegals are lining up in Arizona for driver's licenses. Arizona said, wait a minute, we don't have to give people a driver's license if they're here illegally. Guess what? Federal court says, yeah, you do. In California, they're doing it. They're just trying to figure out how to mark the licenses so that we know that they're illegals, but it's not going to be big. It's not going to be like a red stripe through it that just says, oh, that you know right then, you're illegal. It's an illegal person here. They're going to do it casually and surreptitiously, even though that the first time they tried to do it, the judge goes, no, that's too surreptitious. So here we are with a man who's just given legal protection to 4 million people.
Here's a guy who believes that the states really don't have any enumerated rights under the Constitution, that the federal government has everything. Yeah.
So does Obama have a legacy? He does. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's where the legacy starts breaking down. When you make an executive order, which is what he's done on these things, the next president can come in and with a stroke of a pen, it goes away. Oh, nope, sorry. Stroke of a pen. Nope, it's not going to happen. Nope. Do away with that one. Oh, not that one either.
Well, that's
and guess what? And then he goes, and this is what I want to change in the health care, the national health care, the Affordable Health Care Act. These are the changes I want from the House, and this is the changes I want from the Senate. And then he writes it out and says, these are the changes I'm going to be. If you are a Catholic university, you are Catholic, and you've got a – or whatever, and you have a bona fide problem with providing – abortions to your that type of birth control to your employees, you're not going to do it. Just take it off the books right there. Guess what? We're going to put this money. If you're going to have this thing, fine, but we're going to put the money back down in the states, let them use it. I'm not going to control it from here. The next thing I would do, he should do, is take the Department of Education at the national level, which was just founded by Carter, and decimate it. And how about the Environmental Protection Agency? Decimate it. And I would say I'm going to shrink government by 10% by the end of my term. It's 4 years or 10%. It may be more. Just by letting people, by working more efficiently, combining different agencies so that they all work instead of having 12 agencies working on something, you have two agencies working on something. Come on. Why do you need 12?
Well, same with land management.
I couldn't
agencies.
Do it here. I could not have five of you doing the same job. I couldn't have two of you doing the same – well, I mean, at the same time.
Backup.
Yeah. I mean, I can't have another man sitting here or another producer sitting here just in case you get sick.
Yeah.
Because you call me the night before. I mean, I don't think you've ever been sick. But if you ever did get sick, mm-hmm. I've got Bob standing by, or I've got Savannah standing by, or I've got Wayne standing by, or if, God forbid, I could do it.
Well, for instance, here's a for instance, federal agencies.
Yeah.
U.S. Forest Service is part of the Department of Agriculture. Bureau of Land Management is Department of Interior. The National Park Service, I think they're also Department of the Interior. I know I'm missing somebody in terms of federal land management agencies.
Yeah.
None of these agencies are going to give the slightest bit of ground. And this has been discussed for years, that there needs to be an overall land management agency at the federal level. Ain't happening. because these people, you know, there's just way too many pet projects.
Let's talk about navigable waters.
Oh, navigable waters.
Talk
yes.
to Ann and Fred about this. They've got a runoff creek, not even a creek. It's like a ditch, and the Corps of Engineers have gotten into this. I mean, they got into this because it's, you know, if they can declare it's navigable. How can you declare navigable waters in a ditch that's behind your house? How can you do that? But they can do that, and they're trying to change that in Congress. There's another, something else I would change. Get them out of your knickers. Mm-hmm. You know what? You want Corps of Engineers, build levees that stand up and don't collapse like they did down in Katrina. Do those things. Get into that, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, do what you know what to do. Stay away from people's individual rights. I mean, and because you hear horror stories all the time.
Well, look what they're doing to the Sacramento Delta.
Oh.
Those people are in deep trouble down there.
They are. And not only that, but they're trying to pass laws. They're trying to keep them from pumping everything out of there. And yet, you know, they keep the salmon going. You know, frankly, you know what? Guard the salmon. Yes, you need to make sure we have farm crops too. But, you know, frankly, that's one of our big money makers up here. If you want to talk about a part of our economy in the North State, it's fishing. We've had front page stories. We've had Mike Mitchell from the Fly Shop on talking about how big it is. He's got 3,000 trips a year right here in Redding from people coming in to fish. Now, how much money do you think that brings into our little town here? And that's just the Fly Shop. We'll be right back after these messages.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Learn more about our shows and hosts.
Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
I love these guys.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our own Linda Baugh. Linda's getting the house ready. She's just, I mean, it's, you know what, when you get around this time frame, you know, people go crazy. I'm not saying she's crazy at all, but I mean, they just get really into it. And she and her girlfriend, I mean, I've already talked about it once, but it still has this huge impact on me. I'm walking through the house and all of a sudden I've got a red ribbon on my nose. I mean, they're putting ribbons on everything. I mean, my goodness. Did I tell you about this special, this new gift in the box? Gift. I'll tell you later. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield business does. That's right. It can fix a crack over 24 inches in length, and it guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, can assist you. And now you got that little bitty chip in your windshield, and your windshield's cold, and it's been frozen. You get a little frost on it. It can crack because the water gets in there, as it just fills up the chip, it'll crack your windshield. So get them fixed now. He guarantees it. If you can't do it, here's the best thing. Jeff will just tell you, hey, I can't do that. I'm not going to waste your time. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Let's talk about, I've got 10 minutes left. What do you feel? You know, I've got this real strong feeling about what's happening in New York, even though it's clear across the country, with Mayor de Blasio and the police. I actually saw the police when he comes walking by, they turned and faced away from this guy. They believe that his actions have helped provide an atmosphere where this jerk, this murderer, this terrorist comes out of Baltimore who's been telling people, and his mom even called the police, said, here's something wrong, you know, he's going to do something. He comes up to these two policemen who, by the way, weren't white. They weren't white policemen. Had nothing to do with that. He just looking for policemen to kill. He was talking to people and said to him,
on Instagram.
Yeah, watch this, and hey, this is what I'm going to do. Walks up and shoots them, kills both of them. And de Blasio says, well, let's not have any more protests till after the funeral. Well, excuse me. Wait a minute here, buddy. And the head of the police union says that de Blasio is one of the reasons these two men got killed. Now, the guy that did it did say he was talking about he says, hey, he's going to get even and all this. And, you know, we killed two for every one of them. You know, for every one of us, they kill. Let's kill two of them. Then you had an incident down in Florida with a cop getting shot. And you had another one with, it's going on. And the problem is with this thing is you've got a mayor who threw the police under the bus on this one. It was a grand jury of 25 people, and it's a 25-person grand jury in New York, that said that they were not culpable. There was nothing, you know, they did nothing that should be held that they should go to a trial on. The same thing with the guy in Ferguson, Missouri. In the Brown case, is that the grand jury said there's nothing here that says this guy should go to a court. Nothing. I mean, his career is over. His life, who knows? I'm sure his life's not over, but he can go on to other things. But his career's over there because he defended himself, because he tried to do his job. And the same thing with the Garner case. I mean, the fact that both men died is tragic, absolutely tragic. But they didn't have to happen. All you had to do was say, okay, fine, I'll move out of the street or something like that. Okay, officer, I was selling these cigarettes illegally. Just, okay, here. And you put your hands out.
It boggles my mind, the forensic evidence, witnesses, statements from everybody collaborate the story that Mr. Brown did not, in fact, have his hands up and screaming, don't shoot. And yet the people who want to turn this into an excuse to behave badly say, oh, well, that's all just a lie.
Well, it's all a lie. I mean, that's what it is. It's a lie.
Because it didn't fit their narrative and takes away their excuse to act like, to use the antique term, hooligans. they want the excuse to misbehave. They want the excuse to tear stuff up. And how does burning down your own town count as a protest?
Well, and you know, and the bad thing about it, it's stores in your neighborhood that are not going to open up again because they're not going to get loans because it's too dangerous. So anyway, it was just interesting that this whole thing is at this point. You know, somebody asked, we were talking about it yesterday, are racial problems more now than they were before? I think in the short term, yes. I think there's more than they were 5 years ago or 4 years ago, but you can say the same thing about, you know, the morale in the military is horrible right now. Only 15% in this latest poll I saw actually believe in their commander in chief, Obama, that he's going to take care of them, that he actually cares about what happens to them. I mean, that's the lowest it's ever been. I mean, where is that happening? And now we're going back in the war. You know, you could say he ended the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Did he? No. He didn't end the war in Iraq and Afghanistan because right now we've got 3,000 troops and more heading back into Iraq. And why? They're fighting ISIS because we didn't leave troops there like we should have, like everybody knew we should have. For 10 years since we've been in Iraq, we knew we were going to leave troops there to act as the stabilizing force until they could stand up. You can't stand up a country after generations of abuse and dictatorship and expect them to do it in 4 years or 5 years. It takes a while. And so what do? You have troops there to help them establish their stability, to build a well-trained, experienced military that can do the right job. So we didn't do that. And why? It's Obama's fault. It was his people. He didn't believe in it. He was first on the job, and just another one of his decisions because he had no experience. And the people he surrounded himself with could win elections but had no idea of how to run a government. So now the big headline is ISIS closing in on Israel from the north and the south. Places that we fought for in Iraq, back into ISIS's hands, Fallujah, Ramadi. And now they're moving into southern Syria and the Syrian capital of Damascus. Now, this thing now, it says, is it's recruited three Syrian rebel groups operating in the south of the country in an area bordering the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. And they have switched their loyalties to ISIS. Well, now, think about that. You've got ISIS on the border with Israel. If you don't think that one's going to be volatile right there. I mean, and why is ISIS even there? It's because we have no foreign policy. We have no Middle Eastern foreign policy. We obviously have messed with the pooch too much over there. And you've got Egypt, which is under a dictatorship. Good move there. Muslim Brotherhood was hammered. Okay, I can understand that. You've got Syria is in a big civil war. You got Libya that has got rebel groups fighting back and forth about whoever controls Libya. You have ISIS now is taking parts of Turkey and Iran and Iraq there, and now is moving down and going for Israel. What kind of foreign policy is that in the Middle East?
I don't know if you heard the story about the journalist who was actually in, he got into Mosul there, that's being held by ISIS, mm-hmm. and he interviewed some of these people and they were not going to let him go. He finally managed to get out with his tapes. These people are far, this is not a rabble. These people are organized and they have a plan. And as long as we keep thinking this is nothing but a bunch of guys sitting around in caves thinking up mischief, that they are bloody well organized.
Oh yeah, they're for the caliphate. They want to establish themselves everywhere. So right now, besides being in southern Syria, they're also in the north part of Egypt. So now you've got them on both the north and in the southern sides of Israel. And What is our policy? You know, we're supposed to be bombing them and all this, and it may work in some areas, but obviously we're not attacking everywhere. Instead, we're putting more troops on the ground and more troops on the ground. So this is our peace president who never really has had peace, and we're talking about getting out of Afghanistan.
Does he polish that little Nobel Prize once in a while?
Well, you know what? I wonder if they ever wonder about that because, you know, he talks about Do you think the Nobel Peace Committee ever thinks about that? Okay. Hey, everybody. I hope you've had a good day today. We have. We've had talked a lot of things. Kurt Largent's going to come in tomorrow. I'm sorry we had to switch around here. We had different dates. We had people coming through. But Kurt's going to be on tomorrow on Christmas Eve. I'm sure it's going to be lively when he comes on. We've got a lot of other things we're going to be talking about, too. Remember, shopping. Okay. Bastiani Arms. You can get a concealed carry permit from Northern Firearms Instruction. You can go down and get your haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Of course, you get the get those windshields fixed at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
We love our advertisers.
Tobacco and Brew, head on down to there. And, of course, Four Winds Jewelry. Well, I won't back down. Hey, let's all be good guys this season. Tomorrow, have a good day today.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was off to the races. The sound of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow shooting higher. The Santa Claus rally rolls on. The blue chip index now trading above 18,000 for the first time ever. Traders encouraged by signs that the economy is improving.
The Commerce Department sharply revised up its estimate of third quarter growth from a previous figure of 3.9%. Much of the strength resulted from consumer spending on health care as well as business spending on structures and computer software. It was the fastest quarterly growth since the summer of 2003. It followed a 4.6% annual growth rate in the second quarter.
SRN's Jeremy House. Also at SRNnews.com, North Korea back online following a massive internet outage, the cause of which remains a mystery. There has been some speculation the U.S. may have had something to do with it. Cybersecurity expert Sean Henry worries that such a retaliatory